Zondervan presents Shades of Blue by Karen Kingsbury, read by Roxanne Hernandez. Creating the right spin usually came easily for Brad Cutler, but this time he was struggling. Cotton Kids Clothing was the account of the moment, a lucrative campaign with a high-end product that should have been easy to work with. He stared out the window and tried to focus. The stunning view from his downtown New York City office on the 21st floor of the Westmont building was hardly conducive to figuring out family moments as they related to soft cotton clothing. Even so, the chaos of Manhattan wasn't the problem. Brad could work anywhere, and on this day, creating a campaign should have been even easier. His office had been transformed, surrounded by soft pastel fabrics, instrumental lullabies, and poster-size images of children, all intended to take him from the frantic pace of the city into another world, a world of babies and beginnings. Brad turned away from the window and braced himself against the solid walnut table that spanned the center of the spacious room. Never mind that he didn't have personal experience with babies. This account shouldn't stump him. He believed in the product. Cotton Kids, a luxury high-end organic cotton clothing and bedding line for pampered babies and toddlers. Brad understood the assignment. But between his understanding of the task and his ability to create unforgettable ad copy stood a virtual wall of stone. Brad couldn't scale the jagged sides no matter how he tried, and worse, there was no logical reason for the barrier. Except maybe one. A sick feeling came over him, and he closed his eyes. Earlier today, he glimpsed the dance of shadows from long-ago days, the whisper of a memory from an old, almost forgotten place in his soul. He stared out the window, and the feeling came around him again. The faint smell of summer sand on a North Carolina shore. The shades of blue where sky and sea blur. The feel of her beside him. A memory he hadn't dared think about in years. "You're losing your mind, Cutler," he told himself. What could any of that have to do with an ad campaign? Help me focus, God. He raked his fingers through his blonde hair and glanced at the clock on the wall. Almost noon. In a few minutes, his boss, Randy James, would stop in to see how he was doing, and Brad had no idea what to tell him. Randy James had trusted him with a project that could take the company to the next level this year, and for years to come. Randy James, his boss, and, in 6 weeks, his father-in-law. He paced to the far end of the room where a display of the cotton product covered 2 chairs and the end of the table. The colors were soft, muted pinks and blues and tans. He picked up a plush blanket and ran his thumb along the satin edge. He'd come up with only a few slogan lines so far, and nothing he was crazy about. Babies deserve better. The words ran in his mind again, and he edited them. Your baby deserves better. That was closer, but still not the slam dunk he was looking for. Because your baby deserves the best. He let the words hang in the hallway of his heart for a few seconds. Whatever he chose, the president of Cotton Kids would be in the office Wednesday for the presentation. If the pitch wasn't strong, Brad could lose the campaign. He lifted the blanket and brushed it against his cheek. Softest stuff ever, like a warm breeze across his skin. The product was brilliant. If he failed this assignment, the blame would be his alone. But still, the wall remained. His eyes moved along the surface of the table to the photos of the babies, 8 of them under a year old in very
Sample complete. Ready to continue?